got back from the cruise to Alaska. By the way, it was a wonderful trip. You may get tired of hearing about the icebergs. You already are. I know, Peggy. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful trip. And it was incredible for many reasons. And I'll never forget the first time I got to see Mom and went over to pick up Dorcas, and she was happy to see me, and it was just fantastic. And Mother says, "Did you have a chance to see any whales?" And I said, "Yes, they were all by the Lido deck pool." And I realized what I had done. I had, on Monday, gave myself a perfect illustration for today on the power of the tongue to get you into trouble, to hurt people, to direct you down the wrong path. Well, that evil little part in the back of my head just loved that image, though. The tongue. It is indeed, as James says, an awful little device, a little rudder capable of leading a ship in path that it should not go. As James wrote, the tongue is a fire. Wow. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body, sets on fire the cycles of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species. But no one can tame the tongue. A restless evil full of deadly poison. Wow. No one can tame the tongue. That's what we're going to look at today, my friends. The taming of the tongue. Would you pray with me? Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day. So that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we need your holy word to live eternally. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just like me on Monday talking with my mother about the whales that I saw on my cruise, so also we open our mouths and we say something and we metaphorically see the words coming out of our mouths too late to reach out and grab them and put them back in. And yet we know we should try. Especially when you have a little bit of a smart aleck mouth like mine. When I look for ways of saying things that maybe ought not to be said. You ever be asked your opinion and just sort of blurt it out and then you realize instantly that you shouldn't have said it? Have you ever been driving on the road and somebody cuts you off and words come out of your mouth that you never would have thought would be there? Have you ever been asked about, you know, well, how do you think I look today? And you say, oh, I think you look terrible, dear. That will ensure a slap, friends. Have you ever been asked your opinion and told the honest, bald truth? Whew. Our mouths are powerful. They are like a rudder on a boat. I'll never forget taking a tour of a ship, this was several years ago, before they cut off the tours of the bridge. And we went through the bridge and looking at all the controls, and I thought it was amazing. And the captain is sitting in a chair that looks like Captain Kirk ought to be sitting in on the Enterprise. And he has these controls under each hand. And one hand has thruster controls, and the other hand has a dial on it. And he says, with this tiny little dial, I can direct the motion of this whole ship. By the way, it's not a boat, it's a ship. I can direct the motion of this whole ship by just pushing it with my pinky. I can turn the ship around. And by pushing it the other way, I can make it rotate the other direction. Just a tiny little rudder in the back of the ship can cause this huge ship to turn in various directions. And it takes just the little control of a pinky or a finger nowadays to do it. Wow. The amazing power of the rudder of a ship, which James brings out in his letter, is very similar to the power of the human tongue to direct and ruin our lives. What does James continue to write? From the same, back up to verse 9. With it, with our tongue, with it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. Wow. Driving along the road, singing to a CD that I have playing in my dash. Oh God, you are my God and I will ever praise you. Someone cuts me off and guess what? That carnal, evil nature, the man of sin within will pop out and will indeed be an indicator that God still has work to do in my life. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessings and cursings. My brothers and sisters, this ought not to be so. And yet, my friends, it is. We, our mouths, our tongues, need to be tamed. We, our mouths, our tongues, need to be brought into control. We need to be able to turn over to God our mouths, our tongues, our bodies, our spirits, our minds, so that God can reform and reshape them. And I think James is right. It starts frequently with the tongue, with this tiny little squishy thing. We need to bring it under control. Here is an experiment. Take your fingers, stick out your tongue, and take a hold of it. Now, doing that, try to talk. It can't lick, can you? It can't be done. You bite your fingers or your tongue, you can't do it. Trying to take control of your tongue is about as hard as looking out here. It is very difficult to do. And yet we must in some way bring our tongues under control. Almost assuredly as taking our hands and stuffing it in our mouths to keep those curses from coming out. We must tame our tongues. And I think the fact that we can't do it with our fingers illustrates the fact that we can't do it. It must be the grace of God working in our lives, transforming our minds, transforming our hearts, that will change and tame our tongue. But James is right. It's a powerful part of the human body. I want to go back a bit in the letter, including what we read today. I'm going to go back to it just a bit. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a force to set ablaze by small fire. It takes just the strike of one match, friends. It takes just the flick of a lighter to set a blaze that can burn down hundreds and thousands of acres of trees. Likewise, it can take one word, one misspoken word, one unfeeling word, one inappropriate word, one word spoken in the wrong way, at the wrong place, in the wrong time, to the wrong person, by the wrong person. It takes one word to burn down a life. What I said with the kids this morning is true. Words can help and words can hurt. Words can heal and words can injure. And our tongues is where that begins. And it also begins in the back, in our minds, in the conscious and in the subconscious, which is always thinking and always saying, what way can I get ahead? But the tongue is where it ends popping out in front of me. And I want to reach out and grab it and stuff it back in before anybody here. In a big crowded room, and we were all talking. It was a bunch of preachers. Uh-oh, that's where you don't want to get a bunch of wagging tongues together. It's where you get a bunch of preachers together. Whole bunch of preachers at a conference meeting, and we were all standing around chatting and talking about our churches and how things are going. And oh, we had this many new members join this last month, and oh, we had this in attendance, and all this and that. And this one guy was just bragging away and telling me about how wonderful things were in his church. And I opened my mouth and said something. And I thank God to this day that the somebody standing behind me in a group talking behind me burst out laughing so loud that no one could hear what I had said. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Because those words kind of went floating out there and missed the fellow who they were intended to hit. He didn't hear it. And I ain't repeating what I said either, by the way. I know you're sitting there going, okay, what did he say? What did he say? I ain't going to say it. Our mouths can get us into big trouble. Ooh. As a child, my mouth was the primary thing that got me into trouble. Smart mouthing off at my mother, which usually resulted in my dad's knuckle prints on the side of my face from backhanding. Rightfully so. I'm glad they're not here today. They'd get up and give illustrations. My friends, today's is a simple message. Last time I preached 32 minutes. Did you know that? Today I'm going to preach under 20. It's a simple, don't applaud. Or I'll preach 45. I'm halfway through. Today's is a simple message, friends. And the problem has been stated. Our tongues, our mouths, can get us into great trouble. The mouth that God gave us to praise Him, the mouth that God gave us to help others, the mouth that God gave us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ can be used to hurt others, to injure others, to curse others, and to not proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our mouths can be very powerful instruments. Even though they are tiny, they can be extremely powerful. And when they are misused and abused, and when they are allowed to flap off on their own, our mouths can do great destruction. I have heard stories of and seen churches where the mouths of members and pastors have literally wiped the place out. My friends, the mouth is a powerful but tiny instrument. How do we tame it? How do we tame the tongue? After all, we illustrated the fact that we can't reach in and grab it and still communicate at all. How do we tame the tongue so that it speaks glories to God, helpful words of encouragement to others, prayers and praises unto Almighty God, and words of healing to others? How do we tame the tongue? And my friends, the answer is simple. And many of you are going to know it before I even get there. I pray. The answer is God's grace, God's strength, God's Word, the very many means of grace that we have. Living in the family of faith, reading the Holy Scriptures, praying to Almighty God, praising Him in songs of praise, receiving Holy Communion, remembering our baptisms. There are many ways and means of receiving God's grace, and when we attune to them, when we attend them, when we receive them, when we read it, when we receive the wonderful means of grace into our lives and make it a habit and make it a life-transforming habit, God will begin to tame our tongues. Now, it doesn't mean that it happens immediately and overnight and bango, your tongue will never do anything that it shouldn't be doing. Boy, am I an illustration of that. I can't believe I said that to my mother, that I saw whales by the Lido Deck pool. What we were doing when we were sitting in there and we were looking out the windows on one side, and yes, there were humpback whales out there, and it was an amazing thing to see them reaching out of the water and then falling down with a big splash, and it was wonderful and glorious, and we were having a great time. And I turned and I looked and I turned to the person sitting next to me and I sang, "Well, look, whales here and whales there." And she said, "And you're a minister?" And I said, "Yes." Or at the captain's reception, at the beginning of the cruise, I'm sitting there chatting with this lady across from me, and we were talking, and she says, "Oh my goodness, look at the color of her skirt." And I turned and I looked and says, "Yeah, but her husband, look at that jacket. I mean, it's terrible." Tongue just on automatic pilot, brain nowhere to be found. The tongue is powerful, friends. And even when we attain and attend to and participate in and are present in the family of faith, sin can creep its way into our lives. As I said two Sundays ago, we're not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. Our tongues don't flap, and by their flapping make us sinners. They flap because we are sinners. And until we are made completely perfect, until God's sanctifying grace takes us home into glory, and we are made perfect in God's glory, perfect in God's love, our tongues will still have the ability to pull us off track. My friends, today I invite us to the table of the Lord for a very special reason. Take a moment to consider where our tongues have led us. I mean, you know what I'm confessing today. It's funny, but it's serious too. I'm taking that to the table of the Lord today, seeking forgiveness, hoping that God can use it and has used it to make a point. What do you need to bring to the table of the Lord today, to lay before God and ask for forgiveness? You know, sometimes, and I'm preaching on forgiveness, I'm wondering if it's being heard, and I sometimes wonder, is there a realization out there that this is for me? And sometimes people will meet me at the back and say, "Preacher, you were stepping on my toes today," and I think, well, yeah, good, you know. Well, my friends, I'm preaching this to me and to everyone in here. What have we said? How have our tongues hurt others today, yesterday, in the past weeks, months, and years? What has our tongue done to lead us astray? And what do you, what do I, what do we need to lay before the Lord on the table today? Today is an opportunity. In the prayer of confession of sin and then coming forward to receive a bit of bread and a bit of juice and to kneel and to pray. Today is an opportunity to be met by the means of grace, to receive the real presence of Jesus again into your lives, and then to give to Him that which He can take from you. That which was laid upon the cross 2,000 years ago. That which Jesus wishes to forgive you of today. Your sin. Allow the grace of God in the means of grace and Holy Communion. Allow the grace of God in the scriptures that we have heard read today. Allow the grace of God in the hymns that we have sung today. Allow the grace of God in the anthems that we have heard today. Allow the grace of God in our study of the Bible today to come and to move through you, to transform and tame your tongue. And allow the grace of God here in this moment of meeting at the table to cleanse and forgive and make you whole. I invite you to this table today. If you're saying, "Oh, I can't come to that table, I'm not worthy," I'm going to tell you, friends, none of us are worthy. Not a single one seated here. We are made worthy by the blood of the Lamb when we come. Come in faith. Discern Jesus' presence here. Receive His grace anew into your life. And be filled with the glory of His presence. Come to the table of the Lord and present to Jesus your need and allow Him to tame your tongue today. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us affirm our faith.